السلام عليكم.
Anybody? Asan?
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu an Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya Allah salah. Hayya Allah salah. Hayya Allah falah. Hayya Allah falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillah fala mudilla la, wa man yudlil fala hadiya la. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, wa nashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha haqqa tuqati wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Sadaqallahu al-azim. We started by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is worthy of all of our praise and our gratitude. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who watches over us. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who listens to us and hears us. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who accepts our prayers. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who guides us towards that which is pleasing to Him. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who turns our hearts towards His deen. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who forgives our sins, even though sometimes we are not worthy of His forgiveness. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who accepts our prayers even though our prayers are faulty. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who showers us with mercy continuously. We then send peace and blessing upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one that was sent not just as a mercy to mankind, but as a mercy to the worlds, who came to teach us not just how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also how to interact with one another, because of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. In the Messenger of God, you have the best of examples. We then send peace and blessing upon the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family members, those who helped him and aided him, أَمَّا بَعْدَ, thereafter. A time comes in all of our lives where we look around and we say to ourselves, asking the question, how did I get here? And where am I going to? As a father, I look at my son and I ask myself, how did I have a child that's a mini-me? You look at your spouse and you ask yourself the question, how, when I was in college, I thought to myself that I'm unlovable. This is not for me. I will be single for the rest of my life. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened His doors. In your early stages of your career, when you were living in an apartment and you were worrying about your bills month to month, being financially stable was a dream, and you look at yourself today and you ask yourself the question, how did this happen? And the answer to this how is only the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then the second question that we ask is, where am I going from here? What lies ahead in my future? And the important part when this question comes to our mind is the decisions that you and I make. Making the right decisions at the right time, it's the keystone of wisdom. Many people make the right decision at the wrong time, when it's too late. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a certain time where certain decisions must be made. And this is where we look at parenting. Parenting, the greatest responsibility of parenting is to enable your child to make the decisions of their life at the right time. Make the right decisions. The key of parenting is not obedience. If my child only obeys me, then as a parent, it's still questionable. But if I give my child the capability and the guidance to make the right decisions when I'm not there, in the right moments of their life, that is what successful parenting is. And you see this example in the Quran. When Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam goes to his son and says to his son that, Ya Bunay, oh my son, I saw a dream, and in my dream, I'm sacrificing you. What do you think? And this is where you have to understand, as a parent, giving your child the ability and the capability of making decisions when they're young, it then helps them make decisions when they grow up. When you make all the decisions for your children and they just go with the flow, what they're being told is what they do later on in life, unfortunately, you see many times this happens as well. That now you have adults that can't make their own decisions, and as everybody is doing, they just go with the flow. And Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, he answers back to his father that, do as you're told. Satajiduni, you will find me from the people that are patient. So making the right decision and enabling our children to make the right decision at the right time, and this comes to prioritizing in this moment what needs my attention. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi, he talks about this, and he says that in the moment that you are in right now, ask yourself the question, where should my priority be? And then in that moment, you have to make decisions. Will I give it my attention or will I not? Now, of course, looking at the month of Ramadan, and before we get into the month of Ramadan and why we're talking about this, one thing you have to realize is making these tough decisions, and sometimes those decisions will be of changing who you are very vital. For example, Imam Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi, when he was a young boy, he was into poetry. He was into poetry, and he was sitting with a scholar, and he was saying some poetry, and the scholar actually hit him and said, let go of this, what are you doing? This is not where your attention should be. Go and learn fiqh. And Imam Shafi, rahmatullahi alayhi, he changed his direction, and then he became Imam Shafi. In that moment, he made a decision that I will change my life, and he left poetry, he left those arts, and he focused on fiqh, and he became such a great scholar that when he was a young kid, he wanted to join the gathering of Imam Malik, rahmatullahi alayhi. Imam Malik, rahmatullahi alayhi, who had a gathering in Madinatul Munawwara, they had this young boy, and he says to his uncle, oh uncle, put a request that Imam Malik, allows me into his gathering. And Imam Malik not only allows Imam Shafi into the gathering, again, who at one time was busy with poetry, not only allows him, but he has him reading the hadith. And Imam Shafi, rahmatullahi alayhi, as he's reading the hadith, Imam Malik, rahmatullahi alayhi, says, why are your eyes closed? The book's in front of him, and he has his eyes closed. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi says, because I know all of the heart. I've already memorized it. So a potential that could have gone to waste if the decision was not made in the right moment. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, in his gathering, there is a student by the name of, who later on becomes Qadi Abu Yusuf. In his gathering, there's a student, Abu Yusuf, and he sees that this bright child is missing. He's not there. And when he asks, where is Abu Yusuf? He's told that Abu Yusuf, you know, his mother took him out of studies, and now he's gone to work. And you can find him by the pond washing clothes. Imam Abu Hanifa goes and calls that child and says, come to my gathering, learn, forget this. His mother comes to the gathering and said, why are you corrupting my child? Let him work. Imam Abu Hanifa says, whatever money he's going to bring, I will pay you that money. Let him study. And then the same person, he then becomes Qadi Abu Yusuf, who at the time of Khalifa Harun Rashid is the supreme judge. You look at Malik bin Dinar. Malik bin Dinar, who in the first stage of his life, and this is a very important thing that you have to realize, just because until now your life has gone this direction doesn't mean that you cannot change your life. Just because you are used to something, just because you are a certain person does not mean that you cannot change your life. Imam Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi alayhi, his first part of his life, he was in the armed forces. He was a policeman. And he says that I would get drunk often. I had a child, my daughter. Whenever I would drink, she would get upset with me. Sometimes she would knock the bottle out of my hand. Sometimes she would close my mouth. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took her back. The little girl passed away. Because because of this, I went into deep depression. I was so sad. I loved this girl, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took her away from me, and I just fell further into my drinking habits. He says, in my dream, and this narration is in Kitab al-Tawabin, he says, in my dream, I saw that it was the day of judgment. And I was running, and behind me was this massive snake, which was really fat and it had blue eyes, and it was chasing after me. Malik bin Dinar says that the snake is chasing after me, and I run up ahead, and I come to a cliff, and underneath the cliff is a fire. And as I get to the cliff, I'm told, this is not your place, go somewhere else. You don't belong here. You're not supposed to be here, go somewhere else. He goes, I keep running and I see an old man in white clothes, but this old man's very weak. And I say to this old man, help me out. This snake is chasing me. I need some help. And the old man says, I'm actually here to help you, but I'm too weak. I can't do anything for you. Keep going ahead. Maybe there's somebody ahead that can help you. Imam Malik says that, Malik bin Dinar says, I went ahead and I saw some kids playing. And when I was looking around the kids, I saw the one face that was the most dear to me, my daughter's. And I went to my daughter and hugged her. And I explained the situation, and he said, Baba, the snake behind you are your sins that you have fed and fed and fed and made it so strong. Now the sad part is, if we were to see that dream today, on the 19th of Ramadan, what would our snake look like? How strong would our snake be? She then says, Baba, the old man that you saw in your white clothes that was weak and frail, that couldn't help you, those were your good deeds. And we ask ourselves the same questions. In our dream, what would our good dreams, what would our good deeds look like? She says, I'm here, and these kids, we're here, because we are children that passed away in our infancy, in our young age, and we're waiting for our parents to come and take us. And she, Imam Malik says that, my daughter read the verses, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Hasn't the time came where the hearts of the believers shake and tremble by the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And she says to her father, how long will you carry on being a drunken? How long will you continue living the life that you live? Isn't it time that you change things? And the reason why we talk about making important decisions right now and setting priorities right now and understanding that there can be a change, but you have to act upon it, is because in the last final days of Ramadan, 11 days left. Throughout the whole year, right now, you should be at the peak of your spirituality. Spiritually, in the next few days, those are the most strongest days of your spirituality throughout the whole year. You start off Ramadan coming to the masjid, listening to the Quran, fasting, and a change started to happen in your heart. But now comes decision time. Now comes the time where you ask yourself, how much do I want this change, or am I willing to let go of this change? How much am I willing to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness? In the hadith that a lot of times references the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and some people say that it's a weak narration, but to understand that the whole month of Ramadan is a mercy, and the whole month of Ramadan is a forgiveness, and the whole month of Ramadan is a freedom from the fire of Jahannam, we ask ourselves, have I obtained the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And have I obtained the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And have I freed myself from the fire of Jahannam? If there is a list of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has the people of Jahannam, is my name still on there? Or have I done something in this month so far? And if I haven't, then it's game time. Then it's time to set priorities, because ayyam ma'dudat, these are just limited days. Everything else that's happening in your life, come April 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, it will continue to happen. I will guarantee you, Instagram will not shut off April 10th. Facebook will still be there. Your work, inshallah, will still be there. The things that you watch on TV, that will still be there. Life will continue, but the days of Ramadan will not be there. The days of mercy will not be there. The most blessed time in the whole year will not be there. And you ask yourself the question, if I cannot obtain Allah's forgiveness, if I cannot obtain Allah's mercy, if I cannot free myself from the fire of Jahannam in the blessed nights of Ramadan, then when will this happen? If I can't break my addictions, if I can't break my habits, an addiction is not just something that you smoke, an addiction is not something that you drink, but I'm addicted to falling victim to my anger. I'm addicted to falling victim to my lust. I'm a habit of hatred in my heart, of jealousy in my heart. And if I can't free myself from the shackles of these habits in the month of Ramadan, then when will I free myself? Could there be a more blessed time of the year? Could there be a better chance where every night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coming down to the skies and calling out, who is there that wants my mercy so I can shower them with my mercy? Who is there that wants my forgiveness that I can forgive them? Who is there that wants my risk and that wants my bounty so that I can give you my ni'mas and my bounties and my favors? And in these last 10 days of Ramadan, spending your time wisely and going all out. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the companion would say that when it came to the last portion of Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam shadda mi'zaru, he would tie his belt, his waistband tight. And if I were to translate that in our language, he would roll up his sleeves. It's game time. It's time that you get serious. In the beginning of Ramadan, things were, alhamdulillah, exciting. In the middle of Ramadan, You may have hit that Ramadan slump, and that's okay. We all had those moments where our old habits start to kick back in, the middle 10 days of Ramadan. But now, it's the final stretch, the last 10 days of Ramadan. Days that are limited. And now to understand how important these days are, that the Prophet ﷺ, he would leave everything and spend the last 10 days in the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Itikaf. And that tells you how important it is that you cut everything else off. Anything that's a distraction between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's time to say bye. If my phone is a distraction between me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it's time to say bye. If my internet, if my social media, if you are some crazy blogger and you're a famous, you know, person that's on Instagram and TikTok, you can continue to do that if you like, but do it after Ramadan. A smart person understands the things that are a distraction and the things that need to be a priority in the month of Ramadan. Not just in the month of Ramadan, throughout your life, there will be certain things that will be a distraction, and there were certain things that will help you get to your goal. Cutting out those distractions, for example, and you know, this may be a small rant, in the month of Ramadan, especially this year, we have Sahur Fest popping up everywhere, where people are waiting in line an hour, 2 hours for Sahur. You can make those eggs at home. You can eat that outside the month of Ramadan. In the month of Ramadan, that is a distraction. In the month of Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would cut out all distractions and close himself in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because it's time for ibadah. It's time to make dua. Now you ask yourself the question, what are the duas that you are going to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because if you want change, then those duas have to change as well. If every time you raise your hand and you say, oh Allah, give me Jannah, oh Allah, give me money, oh Allah, give me beautiful wife, oh Allah, give me righteous children, you've been doing that all year, your whole life. But if you want change, then you're, number one, your duas have to change. And you have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you have to say to Allah, that oh Allah, I've messed up. And I've messed up again and again. And I've wronged myself. And I've committed sins. But behind all of that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a person who is weirdly, madly in love with you. Oh Allah, because of that love, I ask you to change me. Oh Allah, I ask that you connect my heart to your obedience. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I ask that every subhanallah comes to your arsh. And every dua of mine is accepted. And every sajda of mine is counted. And every fast of mine is presented in your kingdom. Oh Allah, I ask that you do not let me go back to who I was. Oh Allah, I can't afford it. Oh Allah, there has to be a time where change comes into my life. And oh Allah, I ask that you give me that change now. Oh Allah, I will continue to say your name in this dunya, but I ask that you say my name in Jannah. Oh Allah, surround me with good people that can guide me towards that which is pleasing to you. Oh Allah, you are the turner of hearts. Today I ask you that you turn my heart towards that which is pleasing to you. Oh Allah, for so long I have been a slave to my desires. I have been a slave to the luxuries of the dunya. Oh Allah, I have been chasing after wealth. Oh Allah, I have been chasing after fame. Oh Allah, I have been chasing after lust. Oh Allah, today I ask that you free me from that slavery. And your du'as are going to have to change. And once you make this priority, and you understand that the first part of your life until now, the first 20, 30, 40 years, until now, it does not need to dictate what the future is going to be. Because this month of Ramadan is all about change. And this month of Ramadan is all about victories. And it's all about conquering. The Prophet ﷺ was giving victory in Badr. The Prophet ﷺ was giving conquest in Mecca. Ayn al-Jalud happened in this month. And this is the month where you and I can conquer our hearts. And you and I can get victory over our demons that are within us and our vices that are within us. The things that we do that we are ashamed to even tell people. The themes that we do when we think about it, it makes us hate ourselves, but we don't have to continue that way. The way that in our history, Imam Shafi, Imam Abu Yusuf, Malik bin Dinar, people that made decisions that it's time to change, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely took them from one path and made them giants in our deen, you and I can have a little bit change in this month of Ramadan. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروني والغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask for infinite mercy. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask for mercy upon the Muslim ummah, wherever they may be. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask for mercy upon our brothers and sisters in Palestine. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you make this month a mercy for them. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is the last 10 days of this blessed month. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not let this month in, but you put it into their bloodshed. Do not let this month in, except that you put it into this oppression. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant them peace in this month of Ramadan. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant them victory in the month of Ramadan. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have granted victory in this month previously. Oh Allah, grant them victory the way that you have granted victory to the people of the past. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do not have food, so feed them. Oh Allah, do not have shelter, so give them peace. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is your kingdom that they ask from. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you give them peace and shelter. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you forgive our sins. Oh Allah, we ask that you overlook our shortcomings. Oh Allah, we ask that you pardon our mistakes. Oh Allah, we ask that you guide our youth. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask for unity amongst our community. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guide us to that which is pleasing to you. Oh Allah, turn our hearts. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant us change in the month of Ramadan. Oh Allah, any ibadah that we have done in this month of Ramadan, oh Allah, we ask that you accept it. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for how long will we continue to live our life the way that we have been? Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the time has come that our hearts change and our hearts tremble with your remembrance. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not let us exit the month of Ramadan the way that we enter the month of Ramadan. Oh Allah, we do not believe that we can change, oh Allah, but there is nothing that is too great for your kingdom. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all we need from you is one kun. Oh Allah, today we stand in front of the mirror looking at ourselves broken. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking at ourselves covered with our sins. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with your mercy can all be washed away. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not let a single one of us go. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not let a single one of our family members go, except that you shower us with your mercy, except that you forgive our sins, except that you erase our names from the fire of Jahannam. Oh Allah, make us people of Jannah. Oh Allah, we will continue to call out your name in the dunya, and we ask that you continue to call out our name in the hereafter. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us from the people that are righteous. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us from the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that show the dunya what Islam is about. Oh Allah, make us people that call people towards Islam with our actions and our words. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that if there's anybody in our community that's going through any type of difficulty, oh Allah, we ask that you remove those difficulties. Oh Allah, those who are sick, we ask that you give them shifa. Those that have passed away, we ask that you make their graves from the garden of paradise. Oh Allah, those that are struggling financially, oh Allah, we ask that you shower your rizq upon them. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those that are struggling mentally, oh Allah, we ask that you give them happiness and ease. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, change our condition. Oh Allah, change the condition of the Muslim ummah. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have no other door to turn to except for your door. Oh Allah, in the last 10 days of Ramadan, if we do not obtain your forgiveness, oh Allah, if we do not obtain change in our lives, oh Allah, if we continue on the way that we are, oh Allah, we will be the biggest of losers. Oh Allah, we come to you with hope. Oh Allah, we raise our hand today with full conviction that you hear us and that you will grant us our needs. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Quran you tell us, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Oh Allah, we know that you are close to us. أُجِيبُ الدَّعْوَةَ إِذَا دَعَانِ, that you accept our calls when we call on to you. Oh Allah, today in hundreds in this masjid we call on to you, that oh Allah, forgive us. Oh Allah, change us. Oh Allah, be pleased with us. Oh Allah, be pleased with us. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين أقيم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدًا رسول الله حي الله صلاتي حي الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Just a few quick announcements. On the way out, there is two tables. One is from Miftah Institute. Miftah Institute is a well-known organization that does lectures and seminars all over America. They also have a full-time school, which hosts around 500 students, 150 live on campus. They have a table outside to help sponsor some of the Hufaz and pay for the tuition to get that reward. Also, there is Muslim Aid, the table for Muslim Aid that help the Muslims in Gaza, providing aid for them. So both of those tables are there. Please remember that tomorrow night is our Masjid construction fundraiser. Friday and Saturday is our regular operation fundraisers that we have. But tomorrow, please be sure to come and help us with the fundraiser for our construction. Tomorrow night is our youth, boys youth Qiyam. Today is our youth iftar, Mexican themed potluck. Tomorrow night is the boys youth iftar. Mufti Abdu'l-Ha from Miftah, Ustad Safi and myself will be speaking. On Sunday, there is a middle school iftar. So if your child's in middle school, please have them join that. There is a dua request for Dr. Amir Shakil. Dr. Amir Shakil was one of the pioneers of Islam here in Dallas. He has done a lot for the community. He's almost terminally ill. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him ease. Sister Sobia Salman has passed away. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives her sins. We ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes matters easy for both of their families. That Allah give them strength and sabr during this hard time. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakallah khair. Brother Farooq, sorry.
Assalamu alaikum. A few more announcements. So as Sheikh Mubin Kamali mentioned, there is a construction fundraiser for tomorrow, March 30th, Saturday. Please come with your family and friends and donate generously. There is a Qiyamul Layl, which starts starting tomorrow night, Sunday morning, for the 10 nights, starting March 30th, which is the Sunday morning. So our programs will start at 4 a.m. till sahur will be provided. Khatam-e-Quran on April 5th. Eid Salah is on April 10th at 9 a.m. at McKinney Stadium. Zakatul Fitr is $12. Please pay up your Zakatul Fitr as quickly as possible so we can distribute it. Lastly, there is a nationwide protest for Palestine, the Earth Day, Yawm al-Ardh, on Saturday 4 p.m., which is tomorrow at Grassy Knoll. Please support, and Brother Rajai can be contacted if there is more details needed. Jazakallah khair.